right now, I want to speak to a gentleman who could perhaps answer this question. It bothers me immensely that all parents love their children. That is a human truth. We love our children. Why would some parents turn their children into suicide bombers? The man to answer that question is David Harris. He is the editor-in-chief at the Clarion Project. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Why do you always ask me the miserable, depressing questions?
Because that's the field you work in. How are you?
Yeah, all good, all fine. Lovely to hear your voice. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has been. David, why? Why do some parents turn their kids into suicide bombers?
First of all, I think in many ways this is a rhetorical question, because anybody who has given birth, particularly a mother, but anybody who's had a child of their own and lives a normative life, what I guess we in the West would call a normative life, has no answer to that question. That it's all about understanding that life, especially life that you have given, it is the most valuable thing, the most precious thing that there is. Without life, there is no future, there is no hope. And anybody who takes that away, you know, isn't going to heaven, isn't creating a better tomorrow, isn't creating a solution, is merely creating chaos, havoc, distress, and upset. That's on the very basic line. Of course, there are much more, I guess, technical and sort of actual reasons. But for you and me, it's an impossible question to answer.
No, I think back to historically, I mean, when there was a time when people used to sacrifice children, and I'm talking about sacrifice on an altar, and they didn't do that because they hated their children. They did that because it was the best thing that they could offer. Is it along the same lines?
That's a very interesting question. I think there is an element of that. I hadn't previously thought of that comparison. I think that's very wise. There are lots of possible reasons. First of all, you can argue that many of the people who are suicide bombers come from families with no hope, where they've got multiple children, they can't afford to live, and somebody comes along, offers them financial remuneration, sometimes, you know, a pittance, a matter of a few hundred dollars, and that's enough to send them over the brink. But not all suicide bombers who are children have come from poor families. The majority are, in the case of children, but some have come from, you know, what we would consider to be middle class families, and there is definitely some sort of religious conviction that says I'm going to do this. That, you know, there are famous videos of women, in particularly I remember from Gaza, sending off their second and third children to become suicide bombers, and saying, absolutely, my child is going to heaven, they're going to a better place, I've already sent one and two, and now I'm sending number three. And it's not even a case of my child wants to be a suicide bomber, who am I to stop them? It's I'm sending my child to die. And again, it's something that's incomprehensible for you and me, but some people really believe that this is going to bring about a better tomorrow, and it's unfathomable.
All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe this is something that we can explore a little bit. You know, the ideologies behind this, the ideas behind this. Because if we can understand it, then at least we'll be one step further than where we are now. Because, arm yourself with knowledge, I suppose.
That's absolutely the case. In which case, I would urge everybody, and this wasn't my intention when we said we'd talk about this subject, but everybody please go to the website clarionproject.org/kids. We're launching our new movie, Jihad Generation, which is all about exactly this subject. And it's not just talking about children or young people in the Middle East. It's also talking about kids in the West who came from, again, normative families with no links to religious extremism of any faith. You know, talking about people who just grew up in small town Canada, in the UK, in France, in America, and ended up becoming terrorists, suicide bombers, and so on. Have a look at that. You're absolutely right, Kathy. We must get educated. I've mentioned previously, but in the next couple of months, we're going to be launching a major program of workshops dealing with exactly this. we fear that radicalization can happen to any child at all, especially if they have the internet. Again, they don't have to be from an Islamist family. And we're launching workshops, which we're going to be bringing to communities predominantly in America, but around the world to anybody who wants. We're going to have printed materials available so that you can work with your child, or if you're a teacher, your children, or if you're a mayor, with the people in your city, to make sure that they don't become the next radicals.
David Harris, thank you very much. That's where we leave it today. We wish you a wonderful day and look forward to speaking to you next Monday.
Indeed. Take care. Be well.
Bye-bye.